thousands of workers from the Pagera gold mine in Papua New Guinea face an uncertain future after they were received their official redundancy notices on Friday. The Pagera Mining and Allied Workers Union says it's now looking to lodge a petition calling for compensation from the PNG government for the more than 2,600 workers who are now without work. Their employer had been Barrick New Guinea Limited, and it's told Pacific Beat that the workers will receive their redundancy payouts as legally required, and the company is extending medical and life insurance coverage for 3 months. Barrick says that it's been forced to let go of the employees after the PNG government decided not to extend its special mining lease at Pagera in the Highlands region earlier this year. Now, the two sides have been in and out of court in months and since trying to resolve the matter. But the PNG Prime Minister James Marape has suggested that they want the mine to be state-owned and operated. Dazzel Mangumpen is the president for the Pagera Mining and Alliance Workers Union, and he spoke with reporter Bethany Harriman over the week about how workers are feeling.
So then the workforce is now in a critical time that the whole workforce, total of 2,700 and plus, lost their jobs as of yesterday. So we have inquiry up here that we never know where we're going to go. We lost our jobs as well in due to this prolonged delay of the extension of licenses in Pagera mine. Hopefully something may happen, which is we never know, but the workforce in a sorrow today, and they are on a mourning today that they have lost their whole job. And how long is it going to take? That's a question that we have in the valley now.
In terms of the workforce, can you describe what it means for the families? I understand the mining company does look after a lot of families in paying for children's school fees, medical bills. Can you describe the impact on families?
It is something is very critical at this time for the whole employees. It is one of the very suffering time now that employee has never been experiencing this kind of shutdown and closure and extensions of licenses. It's the first thing it happened in Pagera after the long period of time which is having that mining for the last 30 years. And it seems that it is new to everyone in the valley that this kind of things is the very first thing it's experienced to the whole workforce and the community, which is affecting and the personal bank loan with the commission banks, which is affecting the whole employees that if a company happened to pay off some final entitlements, which will be directly, it will be costing us a chaos for everyone of the payroll because everyone has got a bank loan outstanding is too much, and then we have got access to money institutions or a couple of bank loans have been affecting us at the same time. And we have been depending with the company for medical, school fees, any other things that travels. All these things have been provided by DNL and Workman, all this stuff, but they have been traveling good. Mm-hmm. But at this time, their very big suffering is now that who's going to look after the family when this money is going to the loans and everything, that the tax is always up there in the 35% tax. So it is killing us in the valley, which includes the whole entire workforce as a national, Papua New Guineans. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that all employees are good. We as the Papua New Guinea employees, 2,700 employees are suffering at this time now.
And what's the next step to be taken?
And we're trying to put a petition towards the higher sea. If they could do something this year, it's followed by an article that was been launched by the Prime Minister James Marape early May that anybody from Pagera loses job or loses money, he will compensate it. So one employment by compensating me, but this is the time that government has to look into Pagera this time now. In terms of tax, in terms of those people who has got high amount of money that is being loaned with commercial banks, mini finances, all sort of things is coming up, and now the family have no money, no job. It's big suffering. And due to this, the hangar as a whole, and of sailors, stakeholders, the prolonged shutdown is causing us enormous suffering in the valley now. So all the workforces are actually don't know where to go and what to do now at this point of time. It is not DNL who did it, but just because of the government make the uncertain decision that shutdown had been appeared. So that's why company has no time or not enough money, and even company could not look after the workforce for that long. So company decided then give us the workforce the redundancy notice as of yesterday. So that is where we are now.
The next step now is to for the workers, as you say, is to write to IRC and get a response from them if they're going to be easing up taxes, and also a petition to Prime Minister James Marape to get him to be accountable to his words and compensate workers. How confident are you that these things and these measures will happen? And if they don't, what is the next step again if the government is too slow?
I am pretty confident that there's a base in the provision in the IRC Act. There should be a provision in somewhere. One of those clauses, or I mean, in the Act has got a provision in there that's the tax contestants. That has to be taken into account, and basing on that evidence of the post courier that came out. Mm-hmm. Prime Minister has already told that he's going to compensate the loss of jobs and anything other thing that it caused the family's distraction. That was already been up. And basing on standing on that platform, we do have some hack, IRC hack. They were saying something reduction of tax law. And then that will be applying, and I'm confident that we have some evidence. Those two evidence we are standing on. So government has to look at to us saying, no, we've been doing enough. Now we lost our job.
That was Pagera Mining and Allied Workers Union President Dazzle Mungapen speaking there to reporter Bethany Harriman. And Pacific Beat has reached out to the PNG government for comment, but have not yet received a response.